أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. صدق الله العظيم. This is the last ayat of Surah Al-Adiyat. And with regard to the surah, Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful synopsis and write-up of the surah. He says that at the beginning, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has taken very many qasams, oaths with regard to the horses of jihad or the mujahideen themselves who are fighting. And Allah Ta'ala has explained that these horses, they gallop so fast that they go out of breath. They sweat also tremendously and they go out of breath. And as they go on any type of ground, rocky terrain, up a mountain also, and their hooves hitting onto the rocks and stone, and so fast they are going that sparks shoot out from there. And then in the morning, when they usually used to launch an attack, the dew of the night makes the ground a bit wet. But in spite of that, they run so fast, they gallop so fast that the dust also rises. So much they do. And then when they come and attack the enemy, they throw themselves right into the midst, right into the middle of the enemy. Whether there are bullets flying, swords flashing, or arrows and spears coming, but they just move ahead all the time. And just by the sign of the rider, they will do anything. And in fact, they even sacrifice their own lives. They put their own lives in jeopardy to save the rider. When they are so obedient and so thankful and so or they fulfill every right of the command of the rider, and all this just because they get some grass from him and some pellets to eat. Then Allah Ta'ala gives the answer of the qasam that man is very, very unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. That when these horses, which are animals, and they can be so faithful and so obedient and they sacrifice so much, then oh you man, when you have got, you are ashraful makhluqat, and you are enjoying Allah's all types of ni'mats from morning to night. A horse has got a stable to stay in. And how many horses don't even have a stable, but still they are so obedient. And what luxurious homes Allah has given to man. And food that man eats, all different types of food. A completely breakfast is different from lunch, lunch from supper, everything different. A horse, whole life he will just eat that grass and those pellets that he gets, but yet he is so obedient. And man who gets so many ni'mats and he is disobedient. And then Allah Ta'ala outlined the basic reason for that is that man is too much in love of wealth. He wants money all the time and he just wants to increase his wealth all the time. Therefore he is disobedient even to Allah Ta'ala in spite of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Then in the last few ayats, Allah reminds us of our death and the akhirat, that when we will be raised from the qabr, what will be our condition? Man should think of that also. If looking at the animals, and like even it is mentioned, a dog also, that just gets a piece of bread from a house, and it remains loyal there. But man who gets everything from Allah Ta'ala, we are unfortunately most disloyal to Allah Ta'ala. So if that did not stir us and make us realize, then consider what will be our condition when we will be raised from the qabr. And when we will go in the qabr all alone. And all that wealth of ours, not one little bit of it will also come with us into the qabr. It will all remain here in this dunya and we will be alone, completely alone in the qabr. And then whatever was in our heart will be taken out. And all the secrets of the heart will also come out. We can conceal it from every person in this world. Though the wife might be right next to us, but what is in our hearts, she also does not know. But on the day of Qiyamah, all this will be also taken out. And further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala then at the end of the surah tells us, Inna Rabbahum bihim yawma idhil lakhabir. Beshak unke Rabku, unke us din sab khabar hai. Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala knows everything of every person. And on that day, it will be made manifest. Just like in this world, world, if somebody knows about your secrets, but you don't know that he knows, so you will still carry on normal. But the day you know that he knows about your secrets, then your condition is completely different. Allah knows all our secrets. And like that we all say that Allah knows it, but really it hasn't struck us that Allah knows all our secrets. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will make it now completely open, and a beautiful dua we have been taught about this also, all our weaknesses and our evils are on the place, and Allah knows, and Allah has taught us through His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam great duas. With regard to this, I dua, Allahumma la tukhzina fa innaka bina alimun. Oh Allah, don't disgrace and humiliate us. You know everything about us. You know exactly what our condition is. Please don't disgrace and humiliate us. وَلَا تُعَذِّبْنَا فَإِنَّكَ عَلَيْنَا قَادِرٌ. And do not punish us, O Allah. You have got full power over us. And we cannot escape from you in any way. We cannot escape your punishment in any way. But we beg you that you have full power. But please don't punish us. So and Allah Ta'ala is that great merciful being that actually if we would go and see and we look at justice, that when a person has done wrong, it's only right that he must be punished. But Allah Ta'ala is that being that asks me for forgiveness and I will forgive your sins. And you ask for sincere forgiveness, Allah Himself wipes off those sins and destroys all those fires, and a person won't have to suffer the consequences. So really we should become die hearts of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is so merciful, so kind. And if we just have to think of our record of deeds, perhaps in all probability we will find that our sins far exceed our good. And our good also, what our niyat in there, what was the quality of that action? Just now we made fajr, what was the quality of our fajr? What concentration did we have? But our sins are far much more. But Allah is that merciful, kind being that He says, just ask me for forgiveness and I will forgive you. And that brings us to the end of the surah, Wal-Adiyat, which has got great lessons for us. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. And we praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, that He brought us to the end of the surah. May He bless us with His reality, knowledge, and the amal of it as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.